Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, Darren. How are you going?
Going very well, thank you. And so are the Bulls, it seems. Good win over the Hobart Lions last weekend. What was it, 45-15?
Yeah, 45-15. So it was a good hit out and probably a better second half than first half. We went into the half, I think it was 10-12 at that stage. And but yeah, second half downhill and the boys took off.
So what, did you have the wind or just open up your play? What happened?
Oh, look, I think in the first half the Lions defended really well and they shut down some of our game plans, which opened up a lot of opportunities for us to score. And so they defended quite well and restricted our boys to a short score in the first half. And then in the second half, it just seemed like the wind was in our sails and Sonny and Jamie did what they do, which is outrun everyone and put a couple of tries on the board. And I just don't think Hutchins Lions had an answer for them in the second half.
Righto. So that takes you to third on the ladder, I think. So that's 3 out of 4 to start the season. Pretty good start. This Saturday, you're at home at Don, so that's against UTAS tomorrow.
Yep, so yeah, we play uni tomorrow at 3 o'clock, and our juniors are also on at 1 o'clock as well.
Righto. And the weather's good, mate. You should have a really nice sunny day there at Don.
Yeah, it's meant to be sunny, but I reckon a bit chilly as well. But it's going to be another fantastic day for rugby. We've been pretty blessed so far this season with the weather. It might be cold, but the sun's been out. And that's allowed us to play the rugby we like to play as well, which, you know, keeping the ball in our hands and getting the ball wide. So the weather certainly plays in our favour when it comes to game plan and what we're trying to achieve on the field.
What do you know about UTAS?
Joined up in the Division 1 last year, and although they finished bottom of the ladder, they certainly put teams to the test, including us. And they've had a slow start to the season. I think they haven't won a game yet, but no one comes in 3 hours to lose easily. So
no.
I'd imagine they're coming full strength and ready to sort of put our boys to the sword. And every Saturday is a test, and I believe they actually beat Glenorchy last week by 1 point. So
yeah, I'm just having a look at the ladder here. So yeah, they've had one win.
Yeah, so they've got that one win, and that's over a very strong Glenorchy. Glenorchy started the season pretty hot, and to get that 1 point win, they're obviously going to come in feeling pretty confident. And as I just said, they're not coming 3 hours to get beaten easily. So. We need all 23 blokes switched on Saturday, and that's the goal.
All right, so that's a Don. 3 o'clock for the seniors, and as Sam mentioned, the juniors on before that. Now, your women's team off to Burnie Saturday.
Yep, so they're off to Burnie for their round-robin games against Burnie and the Vixens. I believe they kick off at 1 p.m, so that'll be just another good opportunity for our girls to get on the park. Last week was our first round where we were pretty much full strength with our girls. We were still developing, but the girls are turning up and continuing to train and get better. So this week's another opportunity for them to play some good competition. Burnie's a very good side, and the Vixens have always been a good side. So just a great opportunity to have women playing in the Bulls jersey.
Indeed. And that game tomorrow up at on the hill there at EMU Park at Burnie. So, again, fine weather. So that's good. Speaking of Burnie, so you guys, the Bulls seniors team, it's the local derby next Saturday, right?
Yep, 5th of June up in Burnie.
Right. Okay, well, we'll talk more about that next week. But meantime, take care of UTAS on Saturday at Don. So good luck in that game. Thanks for having a yarn.
No worries. Thanks, Darren. Cheers.